a word for you from Mark chapter 10, verse 38, the first part. Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking." Indeed, how true it was, because James and John had just asked this childish question, "Lord, do for us what we ask of you." And when the Lord said, "Well, what is it?" they said, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." They were concerned about position in the kingdom, the eternal kingdom. Well, they were also very conscious of the fact that they were cousins of Jesus, for their mother Salome was a sister of Mary, most commentators would agree. And they thought, well, surely this deserves some status. But Jesus said, "You do not know what you are asking." How true it is of you and me as well. Sometimes our prayers are so childish and we don't know what we are asking. Well, even this point about sitting at the right hand and at the left hand was a dumb question. In fact, the first person to sit at Jesus' right hand was to be a thief, the one who had been with him there at Calvary on the cross. And Jesus was the one at the right hand of the Father. Jesus didn't have a left hand. When he spoke about the left hand, then it would be condemnation for the goats, etc. But these disciples were in a world of their own. So true it is, and we've looked at this theme for the whole week, that we can so often be out of touch, off the station, so to say. All you get is static because you're in between stations and you don't know how to get onto the station. You cannot hear the Lord. For the Lord had just been speaking to them about his death and his resurrection. And then they speak about their position. This was so typical of the other ten as well. They were indignant when they heard that James and John had asked this question, probably because they got there first. They also were concerned about their future position in the kingdom. So true it is of the disciples of the Lord. Maybe you today, you've been praying prayers that are so childish, and the Lord needs to correct you and speak to you. He needs to do a work for you. You need to experience his work on Calvary and his resurrection for you first.